All right, and we're back here on Out of the Woods. Mark Brine is in the studio with us this week, picking and singing for you.
Ooh-wee, early in the morning.
Not anymore. It's actually, it's afternoon now. So.
It is, but it's the morning to me, but.
Yeah, it does. It's a rainy day, so it feels like the morning all day long. So that last one you played, In Between the Raindrops, that's from your Folkabilly Bluesgrass CD. And you were actually up playing with some of those guys, weren't you?
That unit that played on there, they were at Sally O'Brien's with me this last Sunday. I love picking with them guys. They're really good pickers. And, you know, on the record, we didn't do, like, any overdubbing. What do you say, like, where you have two instruments or a guy plays two? Or, you know, they played exactly like live.
Right.
It's basically a live kind of thing where it was just, you know, four pieces. You know, guitar, me, and singing. And bass, stand-up bass, and a... dobro and a fiddle, and they're pretty much on. Well, there's about three or four solo songs on there, but the rest of them playing, you know, and they're really some cool dudes. They play good with me. I really enjoy. I met them. I think I was in New England for a year, around in 2000, then another year in 2005. I'm thinking I met them the first time I come up, and then every time I come, you know, I play with them when I go do, you know, some shows with them. And I always told them I'd like to do an album together eventually, you know. So when we did this, it was really great to get the award, because then, you know, included them too, you know. And,
sure.
And it was, you know, and it really kind of proved the point. Now, I did have them on a couple cuts on a previous album. And, you know, so they had been on, you know, but we did a whole project. And I don't know, I got a live collection with them with a bunch of older album material that they did instead. You know, I mean, they were old recordings, and we did a concert, and they, you know, so it's kind of new versions of these songs, you know, with that kind of background. And I might put that out. I'm kind of uncertain on it. I got it, you know, I got the recording, but I have to fool with it a little bit. So I might put out a live thing with them, too. And I don't know, we'll see about doing another album down the line. But, you know, it's very involved doing an album and all, you know. So, but yeah, they're great pickers. It's Doc Murdoch playing the dobro guitar, and Tim Roper on the fiddle, and Gary Richard on bass. And I got a little less there, but yeah, I mean, they're great pickers, you know.
Excellent. Yeah, I love that one when you sent that. I got some good mileage out of that one.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, I appreciate it too. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Called Mark Brine and his Folkabilly Bluesgrass, self-titled sort of thing with the band.
Yeah.
So if folks want to go pick these things up, where can they get a hold of these?
Well, CD Baby usually handles all my stuff, and they put it through iTunes and just everything. They do all that negotiating, which saves me, you know, I just get a receipt from them, you know, like a one thing.
Right.
But the, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't, I think they also work through Amazon. I mean, CD Baby connects with Amazon, you know, so you can buy them on the internet anywhere,
so,
you know.
Easy to find. That's good.
Yeah, they're pretty available through, and I do have some books too. I will mention, you know, I have a couple novels out that are out there too as well.
Cool.
Yeah. And I got a children's version of one of them as well, which was three books. And I just signed a deal for a children's project I got with another company to put out some children's books that I did. You know, I did the artwork and wrote the stories, and each story goes to a song. It's about an album's worth right now. And I don't know how they'll issue them, because every company does what they, you know, I mean, like they have a format kind of thing. And I'm thinking that they're going to put out two or three stories at a time kind of thing, but I mean, it's really an entire book, you know.
Okay.
It's just very expensive doing it like that, you know, where you put out like a, you know, Mother Goose collection, you know.
Right, yeah, sure. I mean,
hopefully down the line, if they do good, then they would end up all together where, you know, they do the whole kind of packaging of everything. But at this point, that's what it is. But, yeah. But there's stories that are didactic. Is that the right pronunciation?
Sure.
I'm a hillbilly, so I mean, even though I grew up in Cambridge, I still got a hillbilly brain.
He's a Harvard hillbilly.
They're didactic. You know, there's things that there are issues that children deal with. They're like story. You know, the parable type things.
Right.
Where the underlying theme teaches them something regarding issues that children deal with, you know how kids have this like innate desire to kill animals, you know, step on an ant, you know,
right,
it's just
yeah.
innate, it's human nature,
right, yeah.
And you know, we learn to control these things, you know, and so this like deals with issues like that, punishment, things that kids can't fathom and understand why, you know, things like that, death. Things, issues.
Sure.
So they're done in a way that either the song puts the message across or the story, but it's they're, you know, intended to help kids better understand, you know, life.
Very good.
Yeah, I hope. I tried.
Well, folks, we got Mark Bryan here in the studio with us.
Didn't mean to get onto a rant on that now. I'm sorry.
He's hitting the moxie again over there.
I am. That's what's doing it.
That's right. He's drinking the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Go find it. It's in your... Well, it's probably not in your local store, but... We were talking before about when he comes up this way, it's easier to find the moxie.
I love moxie. Oh, my gosh, please. You know... My grandparents were big on it, and of course, it's a turn of the century, very popular drink.
Oh yeah, used to give Coca-Cola a run for his money back in the early days.
It sure did. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now. Well, Coke—that's why Coke, I guess, got control of it now, so they keep it under the reins. Huh? But
keep your enemies closer and all that.
I love it. It is a great drink, and you know, yeah.
So we got another song in you there?
Yeah, well, let's you know, we were talking when you saw my moxie and I was coming in.
Yeah.
You know, I know you wanted it, but you can't have it. I'm living away from it, so I'm like on, this is like medicinal. You
sure.
know, I need this. But there was a song that I wrote, like I was telling you about, that had the lyric in it about moxie. And maybe I'll do that.
Okay.
See, we got moxie on our mind. Okay. There is an ID that goes to this. So, and I don't have anybody else to play the ID. So we'll just have to strum through this thing, okay?
Right.
We'll give it a shot. Uh-oh, it's raining again. I remember drinking moxie in the summertime, sitting around the old corner store. Listen to the stories that the old man told about their women, their cars in the war. Yeah, I recall it very vivid, them days each year, them childhood memories so dear. That little neighborhood was my whole world, and nothing else mattered beyond that. In them good old days, them good old days, living was so easy back then. Them good old days, them good old days, if I could only be there again. Ooh, them good old days. You know, summer nights, my granddad, he'd take me down the square just to sit and watch the trucks roll by. We'd stay till it was late and then go get an ice cream cone, and I'd be just so satisfied. In them good old days, them good old days, life was so simple back then. them good old days, them good old days. If I could only be there again, ooh, them good old days. Yes, the mischief I'd get into, them little girls I'd tease, the never-ending school days I'd sit, staring out the window at the grown-up world, just wishing I could get in it. Yes, and now it's so ironic, 'cause here I am, working for the man every day, staring out the window at them little kids outside, just wishing I could find me a way. Back to them good old days, them good old days. Living was so easy back then. Them good old days, them good old days. If I could only be there again, ooh, them good old days. Oh Lord, them good old days. Ooh, them good old days.
Mark Brine for Here on Out of the Woods. And I'm assuming that one's called Them Good Old Days.
That's an old one for me.
Excellent.
Actually, I was on an album called Return to Americana. It was issued in 1985. And that was, we were talking about the Folkabilly guys. We did a newer version of it. Like on a live show, might put that out coming up, but yeah, that goes way back for me. Actually, it's from them good old days when you got my dad to it, but yeah, Moxie, I love it.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember back when we had it in the glass bottles up around here.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Up in Maine, yeah. I used to get it up there when I was a kid.
Yes, sir. Well, it's still pretty popular in Maine. It's kind of like they have a Moxie Festival there. Did you know that?
Yeah, yeah. I've never been to it, but
yeah, I've never been to it either. I wanted to play it.
I was going to say you should play at it.
I wanted to, but you know, yeah. I guess they didn't. I did contact them, but they never got back with me. I guess they probably thought I was in imposter or something, you know, that I was just inventing to be there. But I love Moxie. I really do.
Well, I see the t-shirts and the ball caps and stuff. You can get all that stuff around here.
It won't be long. You know how Jimmy Rogers had the guitar and he turned it over and said, thanks?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's what I'll have Moxie on the back of
mine. Or you could have a picture of that the old guy pointing at you there. From, you know, the,
I know. Yeah. I wonder who he is anyway.
I think he used to promote it back when they were talking about its medical benefits and all the vigor and all that stuff. It would restorative powers.
It was considered a health drink at one time. Yeah.
It looks very serious, doesn't it?
They probably figured out what's in it. But but then again, you know, Hattacol was a health drink, too. You know, you remember that?
I've heard of it. Yeah, that's before my
time. It had a lot of alcohol in it, actually.
Yeah, but the Moxie, the character there, the guy, I think he was a real guy, but yeah, he was a very serious, austere-looking guy pointing at you.
He looked like he got eye makeup on. I hate to say his eyes are so sharp there. He's got dark hair, so it's probably this goes with it. But he looks like he got kind of eye makeup on there.
Sort of a Harry Houdini looking character.
Yeah, that's he looks just like him. Now that you mention, I never thought of that.
That is probably
Houdini. I bet you he drank that. That's probably how he got all his moxie to do all that stuff.
So he got out of the handcuffs. That's right. Yeah, he just pour a little moxie into where the key goes, and they just fall apart.
distinctively different is what it says on the subtitle there, but whatever.
Well, here we are. Mark Brine's here in the studio with us on Out of the Woods. We're talking about the benefits of soft drinks.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could push this show to Moxie and see if they want to, you know, like, you know, you never know. They might want to back it up and put it out on the big market, you know. Who knows? Anything could happen.
Well, there you go. Never do not.
And in the end, or we might get sued. I don't know.
Free advertising is never a bad thing.
The views and opinions you hear are not what the...
All right, the small print and
all that. Well, you know, we were talking about the kids' project. So maybe I'll do a song, a kids' kind of song that adults can enjoy, too.
Sure.
Maybe we could do something from that. I don't want to just do stuff from the new album. I mean, it's already on the album. No, I'm only kidding. But let's try this one. This is, you know, this project, and if I could mention and get a plug in here, is called Vinny and Aunt Ethel. And I mean aunt, like an Aunt Ethel, not with a U in it, A-N-T, Aunt Ethel. And they're like a folk singing duo that they, you know, she sings with him and stuff. So that's the name of the project, and hopefully it will be up. But this is one of the stories from the work and one of the songs from it. And let's try, give this a try. I hope it's late enough in the day. Just a regular Huck Finn, that's all I ever been. Gliding through life on a raft within. Unconcerned about the games folks play. Stuff like that only spoils my day. Easing down a river, that's where I'm at. Turning off the world and confusion that. Everybody's trapped and so wrapped up in, but not me. I'm free and just a regular Huck Finn. In the scheme of things, the truth don't ring. I listen now and then to the songs they sing, and I close my ears and my heart within. I take off again, just a regular Huck Finn. Just a regular Huck Finn, that's what I am. Artfully dodging time and time again. What's supposed to be real and what's really real. Hey, all I know is what I feel. Yeah, like the turtle and the hare, the story's the same. People in a hurry trying to win that game. The river keeps on rolling and nobody's taking it in, but I sure am just a regular Huck Finn. In the scheme of things, the truth don't ring. I listen now and then to the songs they sing, and I close my ears and my heart within. I take off again, just a regular Huck Finn.
Oh, if you could only see what you hear.
Lord have mercy.
He's dancing in here. Great stuff. Mark Bryan here, live in the studio and out of the woods. And I hope you enjoy what you're hearing out there. And what is that? Is that called Vinny and Aunt Ethel, or is it called... Is that the title of it?
Yeah. It's called Vinny and Aunt Ethel.
Oh, I said aunt, didn't I?
And story songs and stories from Mrs. Alexander's farm. Now there was a 50-run copy that I did of those to promote it, And people have ended up selling that on the internet. But it was only, I ran 50 copies back about 5 or 6, 7 years ago. Because I was playing some children's things and I needed, you know, some stuff to do. I was doing some things at Johns Hopkins Children's Center and things of the like. So I had, I ran off like 50 copies, but in the process I used them to try to get with reviews and test the waters, so to speak. Regrettably, when you test the waters, people have no problem reselling them on the internet. So there are some copies of that out there that are, I don't know, I don't know how, I haven't really looked on the internet in a while. But that they did put it out. But it was issued, that was issued as Songs and Stories from Mrs. Alexander's Farm featuring Vinnie and Aunt Ethel. So we're reversing the titles, putting Vinnie and Aunt Ethel, and, you know, because it's going to be different. Like an more of an update with newer, you know, things added and so forth.
So that's the title of the whole CD or the whole book?
Well, the whole project. I'm hoping that we will, you know, that they'll put out several of the stories, and then if they sell enough, then we do volume two. You know, like keep on going, like a series kind of thing. Because, you know, like I say, it constitutes at least an album now. But I have much other stories that I wrote that I wasn't going to include. You know, I mean, like I can touch up. I mean, I could go on with it. And that's what I'd like to do with it because, you know. But I have 12 or 14 songs with stories and artwork done. It took me a year just to do the artwork. I mean, just, you know, not every minute of the year. But, you know, like I worked on that drawing, and my father was a commercial artist, so I kind of get a little idea about how to make sketches, you know, to a degree. They're raw, but, you know.
It's good stuff.
Or whatever. Yeah, I hope, you know, the main thing to me is, like, you know, with anything in music, you know, as we all know, anybody that lived through the 60s or whatever, you know, an artist to me, art, when you look it up in the dictionary, is something that is to promote good in the world. Promote, man striving towards the infinite. You know what I'm saying? Like,
sure.
You know, positive stuff. I think a lot of art that's around now is anti-art. It's the opposite. I mean, you can call it art if you want, but it really brings people down. It really hurts them, you know, as human beings. You know, when Rebel Without a Cause come out, remember that movie, Rebel Without a Cause?
A little bit before my time, but my mom was a big fan.
Well, when that come out, you know, this is true. Dude was like within a 5-block radius of it. The many theaters where that let out, there was a knife fight.
Really?
Right,
yeah.
After it.
Not too surprising.
Right. So you can say, well, you know, that's a, you know, art copying life, or is it art running life? I mean, I don't know. You know, which is first, the chicken or the egg, you know? But
right.
I do know if you endorse something and you're a star, your kids look up to you and they copy it. That,
yeah,
I know. I grew
true.
Up too, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I didn't mean to get into a big thing there. But I'm just saying, I think that that's crucial, and that's what I hope to do, would be do stuff that would help humanity. To me, that's what art's about.
That's right, yeah. Can't argue with that, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, there are people that would, but so be it.
Everybody loves to argue.
I didn't mean to get into a rant there. I mean, I'm just saying, you know, that's important to me as for what I do. I mean, you know, it's like Woody Guthrie said, you know, I don't tell you what you don't know. I tell you what you already know. I just remind you, you know, of certain things, you know. And, you know, I think that that's a good, you know, way to look at it, you know. Woody was a smart dude.
Yeah. Well, art should make you feel good, so you do good.
Well, yeah, you know, just support things and, right. And remind you of things that would be more, you know, good for you, your soul, your nature, your humanity. I think Woody did that, don't you think?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know. And sometimes it means pointing out negatives, you know? And Woody did that, too,
oh,
you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
And that's what I'm doing by saying what I'm saying. I'm just pointing it out. You know, I think people need to start paying attention to what, you know. But that's, they're not going to listen to me.
You should pay attention and drink Moxie.
Anyway, so what would you want me to do here now?
Well, I was just thinking about, you were talking about your new blue Yodel. You're a big Jimmy Rogers guy.
Oh, yeah.
I recall. So maybe we could go down that road a little bit.
Let's do that. Now, I'm going to use a pick on this one. I've been fiddling around with my fingers here, but let me try to get a pick out of
You're tuned into Out of the Woods, and we've got Mark Bryan here in the studio live with you this week.
You want me to maybe try that new blue yodel thing or something?
Sure, that's a good one.
Let's see if we can get through that thing. There's a new blue yodel, let me sing it here for you. There's a new blue yodel, let me sing it here for you. Jimmy Rogers, well, he done started, but I'm gonna see it through. Because the world goes round and nothing ever really changes. Just the world goes round, nothing ever gonna change. It's just like one big old circle, you know, everything comes round again. Yeah, you know, the blues been with us ever since the world began. Adam and Eve done started back when the world began. And it's bound us to be with us when the good Lord, he returns again. It don't matter where you're from, it's the only way you're going to. How can you go forward when you're always looking back of you? Even Jimmy, well, he would tell you, buddy, it's time to look to the new. So here's a new blue yodel, and I'll sing it here for you. Here's a new blue yodel, let me sing it here for you. Jimmy Rogers, well, he done started, I know, but I'm gonna see it through. Italy, hey, oh, oh, oh,
all right, Mark Bryan once again here on Out of the Woods, the new blue yodel. Yeah.
At this time of the morning. I think I got through it.
Sounded great. What is
Ooh,
it?
I woke the cat up, though.
Yeah, yeah. The cat
that says, high frequency stuff will do it every time.
Uh-oh, open guitar case.
Oh, no. I know what you're thinking.
All right, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back after this.